Blog Talk Radio. All right. Shalom, good morning. Welcome once again to another episode of Swear Truth Presents Bible Talk. I know a lot of y'all are kind of tripping out wondering, one, we getting started late on a Monday, but really it was not late because normally we don't have a show on Monday. So here we are. All right. As you know, we are the ISBHPK, the Israelite School of Biblical History and Practical Knowledge, located here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 7710 Manal Boulevard, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87110. ISBHPK, welcome. I'd like to extend some warm greetings to the brothers and sisters the Way of Creation, Ancient Temple Number 1. We was able to commune and congregate and gather together with that congregation this past Saturday. And not to boast or brag, but to go out in a program to go and feed the homeless. It really was a special. It was good. Not again for the fact that it was just being seen and going out and helping people, but and that the fact that we came together. You know, we did come together to get something done in Christ. Families donated. It was pinto beans, brown rice. What was it? Eggs, hash browns. The four of the tortillas, and I believe some of the tortillas were donated by a Sister Barakaya, unleavened bread, that handmade that she made and brought them. Had the brother Navathan, he brought some of his alms and gifts. Had his family helping out. It was really something. It was something else. And yes, for those Israelites, we did cook on the Sabbath, but it was for a good cause. And one adjustment that is being made is instead of going on a Saturday or on a Sabbath, we'll be going the next time we do this. We want to plan on doing this endeavor once a month, at least once a month, and stepping up to twice a month is start doing it on Sundays. Right? Start doing it on Sundays. So if you'd like to help out in these efforts to try to feed the homeless again once a month, we're trying to plan it for the first Sunday of every month. If you'd like to help donate whatever it might be. Vehicles, time, money for this cause. We invite you to get in touch with us here at ISBHPK, 7710 Suite F, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87110, or go and get in touch with the Way of Creation, Ancient Temple Number 1, at 6609 Lumbus Boulevard, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87110 also. You can contact the brother Ariel Shamar or Dawiyad, or even the brother Aisha White Design. The brother Arias Shamar, his number is 505-410-3048. Again, that's 505-410-3048. The brother Dawiyad, area code 205-305-9855. And then obviously the brother Aishwajal has had this number as long as I think cell phones have been in existence. Area code 505-218-4218. You always reach him. So if you'd like to help contribute to our next Operation Feed, to go out and feed some of the homeless in Albuquerque and also get the message of Yahweh Shai Christ out to them, please don't hesitate. Get in touch with one of our locations. ISBHPK, again, 7710 Suite F, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Directly across the street from Culligan's, a water supply company, is directly across the street next to the Blake's Lotta Burger. You can't miss us. Come and check us out. Or again, the way of creation, Ancient Temple Number 1, 6609 Lomas Boulevard, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. If you're going, west on Lomas, just past, San Pedro, you'll see the Amoco Transmission shop. It's in that same plaza right there. It's in that same plaza across the fairgrounds. We invite you to visit us and check us out. Real quick, with that being said, you know, we also have the schools in Houston, 8524 South Brisbane Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77071. It's funny, I got all the sevens kind of matched. We're 7710, and there's zip code is 77071. Anyway, 8524 South Brisbane Boulevard, Houston, Texas. We invite you to, if you're in the Houston area, go and check them out. Remember, they have live stream classes every Monday and Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And again, on Fridays from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then the Sabbath ceremony, you'll be able to view, live stream the Sabbath ceremony with the families there in Houston, ISBHBK Houston, every Sabbath from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And again, all those times are Central Standard Time. You'll be able to check them out. To get in touch with them also, you can go to the website, isbhpk.org. That's isbhpk.org. You can check them out. All right, cool. ISBHPK.org. The YouTube channel is ISBHPK Live. That's ISBHPK Live. The YouTube channel, we actually like, share, and subscribe to that. Or the Israelite School of Biblical History and Practical Knowledge, we ask you to like, share, and subscribe to that also. Again, you can catch all the live stream shows Mondays and Wednesdays from 7 to 9, Fridays from 6 to 9, and then again, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They also have a children's class that they broadcast on Sundays from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., and you can locate that at ISBHPK Kids on the YouTube channel, ISBHPK Kids. We ask you to like, share, and subscribe to that also. Also, 5 Minutes of Wisdom. We ask you to like, share, and subscribe. Hit the notification button for that also. As Kazaki comes in and just drops a little 5-minute jewels, a little 5-minute morsels for the mind, for the spirit, 5 Minutes of Wisdom. We invite you to check that out also. To help fund some of the ministries that all the churches have going on, especially there in Houston, we invite you to go to First Colony Mall and find the cart. Sweet Ambiance, which I believe is located in the Victoria's Secret end of the mall, and located there in Sugar Land, Texas, for Sweet Ambiance in First Colony Mall. And know that proceeds from there help keep the rent going, help pay for the equipment, help pay for the flyer program. Even they have a food program also there in Houston that they do, I believe, every third Sabbath of the month, where they feed the homeless also. And they invite everybody to come to the school and feed everybody. And being a nonprofit, not being a 501c3, we're not doing with any government donations. Everything's all from alms and donations from the people. So if you'd like to help contribute to any of these things, we invite you to go to Sweet Ambiance to get your latest in aromatherapy and fragrance for the mind, body, and soul. Go and check them out. If you need any garments made, they have a tailoring shop that they've established there in Houston, and you reach them on Facebook. If you go to Israelwear at Everything Israelwear on a Facebook page, you can get in touch with the sisters there. And if you need any garments made, men, women, or children, headbands, armbands, girdles, shirts, dresses, pants, you name it, they got you covered. Get in touch with them. Through Facebook at Israelwear at Everything Israelwear on Facebook. If you'd like to contribute to monetarily, and you might not be there in Houston, you know, there's a Wells Fargo account set up. ISBHPK, Wells Fargo account, and the account number is 101-5806-167. You can make any deposits there. Again, that's 101-5806-167. There's another more convenient way for you. It's even more convenient. You know, you can reach out to Google Wallet or Google PaySend. And the location for that or the address for that is, or the account number, I guess, would be, is isbhpk@gmail.com, where you can make a direct transaction from your debit card to their account, get it done that way as well. As you know, the Brother Priest Kwatazap is over the Houston camp right now. You can reach him at area code 303. 557-8979. We'll go ahead and reach out to him. We also located in San Antonio. The address in San Antonio is 4219 Centergate Drive, San Antonio, Texas, 78217, being the zip code there. The brothers and sisters and families congregate in San Antonio Tuesday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and again on Fridays from 8 p.m. to 11. As you know, the Brother Warner Irons holds down on Tuesdays, the Brother Samson on Wednesdays, and then the Brother Kawakaw holds it down on Thursdays. And as you know, Kawakaw has been doing missionary work down in Central America for the past 20 years now, going on 20 years. And He does a live stream English broadcast from Antigua, Guatemala to the classroom there, Skype through Skype to the classroom there in San Antonio. We invite you to go ahead and check that out. Again, those are on Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then Friday night, Sabbath night, Friday night, Kawakawa's holding it down also from 8 p.m. to 11 on Friday nights. So we invite you to, if you are in the San Antonio area, we invite you to go and congregate. That is commanded in the scriptures. Be able to come together with the families there in San Antonio, 4219 Sunegate Drive, San Antonio, Texas, and check them out. They also have companies established in San Antonio to help with the work, to help the missionary work going on in Central America and throughout the San Antonio area. And one of the companies that's been established is called Eastern Fragrances. And we invite you to go to Inger Park Mall, South Park Mall, or Rolling Oaks Mall and check out Eastern Fragrances. And again, to get your latest in aromatherapy, essential oil, bath bombs, what have you, Eastern Fragrances located at Inger Park Mall, South Park Mall, or Rolling Oaks Mall. We invite you to go and check them out. Okay. They also have another business established called On the Mark Moving. And you can reach them at onthemarkmoving.com, onthemarkmoving.com. For any commercial, residential, office storage, or recycling needs you might have, please go to the website where you can get an estimate. You can get, there's an estimate calculator where you can go in there and be able to get an estimate of whatever it is you need moved, whatever it is you need done. They can give you the estimate right there on the web page and get that done. Or you can reach your brother Shamshuan at area code 505-387-9609. Go ahead and arrange an appointment to get the estimate done for whatever your moving needs might possibly be. Also on Facebook, they also have a tailoring garment department established there in San Antonio. You can go to the Facebook page, Israel Wear SA. I need to make a correction on my paper here, but it's Israel Wear SA. On Facebook, reach out to the sister, Labia, Israel S.A., and for whatever garment needs you might need. Again, for men, women, or children, and with the San Antonio camp, they can arrange to take care of you that way also as well. With that being said, also, know the proceeds from there in San Antonio go to help the brother Cal Cobb down there in Guatemala in the ministry and the missionary work he has going on down there. And if you have any family members where Spanish or Portuguese might be their first language, or that was the first language that they learned, we ask you to get in touch with Brother Kawaka on his Facebook page. All right, go to Facebook, put in your search or instant message Kawaka, and that's K-A-W-A-K-A-B space Ahmath, A-H-M-A-T-H. You can direct message him. Again, he's fluent in Spanish, English, and Portuguese. Get in touch with him. That's a sure way for your family members that might be from Puerto Rico, Mexico, even down in South America, where English is their second language or it's not their first language. Get in touch with Brother Kawa Cobb through his Facebook page, K-A-W-A-K-A-B space Ahmath, A-H-M-A-T-H, and definitely let your family members still be able to get taught and receive the information as well. You know, he has a lot of archives. Shows that he has also produced on www.blogtalkradio.com. If you pull the webpage up, www.blogtalkradio.com, pull the page up, go to the search box, and type in Kawakab, K-A-W-A-K-A-B. It'll bring to his Blog Talk Radio page, and you'll see that the outline and the outline of it is in it's in Spanish, and you'll know you reached it. And from there, again, he's got 2 years of nothing but all Spanish classes, 2 or 3 years of all Portuguese classes, another 2 or 3 years of all English classes. So if you want to go, be able to catch up at your leisure, we invite you to go to the blogtalkradio.com page, go to the put the search box in, put in Kawakab, K-A-W-A-K-A-B, and your family members can be able to keep in touch with us and keep up with the knowledge as well. Here in Albuquerque, we are located at 7710 Manal Boulevard Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87110, as I keep saying. And we produce this Blog Talk Radio show. We're stepping up our efforts. We're definitely stepping up our efforts. It has been usually from Tuesdays and Thursdays, but we're really trying to step up and show the Most High that we're thankful for being able to secure and get this building. And we're showing that we're going to be faithful and dependable in trying to disseminate and get this knowledge out to His people. With that being said, you know, for those who have called in, you know, you can reach us at 646-668-2568. Again, that's 646-668-2568. You'll be able to call into the show. If your mobile phone carrier service charges you for the conference call, like I know I'm with Metro PCS, and as it gets towards the end of the month, like it is a payment cycle for my particular payment cycle, there's a charge for making a conference call for conference calling. One way to get around that, but still be connected to the show, is go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Once you go there, please go to the search box. In the search box, type in my name, Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A, and that will get you bring it to our episode page. Once the episode page comes up, you'll see it. You can do this on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop. Let it come up, and you'll see it'll say on air. Press the red button. You'll be connected to the show that way as well, and be able to listen while you're at work, traveling, or whatever. Be able to be connected to the show. That's one way to get it done. And again, we're trying to step our efforts to. When we first got to Albuquerque, we was doing Blog Talk every morning. Right? We was doing Blog Talk every morning, Monday through Saturday. And I really want to get the effort in so we can get back to that format. Can be able to get back to that calendar. And today is that first day of us getting back and getting the Monday started. And you know, snags and snares, you know how it is. That we didn't get started promptly at 9 o'clock, but again, work in progress. We're gonna get it together. We'll get it done. You know, we meet every Saturday at the downtown public library, which is located at 501 Copper Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico 87102. We're there every Saturday. The Blog Talk Show starts at 11. Right, the Blog Talk Show for the Sabbath, they'll start at 11. We try to get there by 10:30, so we can go ahead and do the tour readings every Sabbath morning. And you're more than welcome to join us down there every Saturday at the downtown public library, conference room number 2, 501 Copper Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87102. As you know, you can reach me if you have any questions, comments, scriptures, criticisms even. I implore you, I beg you, please text me at area code 210-784-8463 to go ahead and let me know how the show is, how the sound is, questions that you might have, whatever. Please text me, area code 210-784-8463. The account number is, if you like to send any donations to us here in Albuquerque, you can reach us on Google Pay Wallet at
isbhpkabq@gmail.com.
All right, so if you'd like to use your Google Wallet and they send any donations, tithes, priest funds, offerings, what have you, alms, again, you can reach us at isbhpkabq@gmail.com. And you can be able to send donations directly to us to help us out with our efforts and endeavors that we have going on here in Albuquerque. And again, as I announced at the beginning of the show, you can also check out the way of Creation, Ancient Temple Number 1, located at 6609 Lomas Boulevard Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87110. Reach out to the brothers Ariel Shamar, Dawiyad, and the congregation of brothers and sisters they have over there. Beautiful. Right? If you want to get into some of the more meditation, the Hebraic meditation, if you want to get more into some of the Hebraic martial arts and the Hebraic spirituality, we invite you to get in touch with them, brothers. Every Monday morning, you know, they meet up before sunset, and they go out to the mountains and go send up prayers, asking the Most High to bless all Israel and for anything specific before the sun comes up or as the sun is rising. It's really a beautiful thing. I haven't made it there myself personally this go around, but I do plan on making that trip and just getting being awed at the Most High's creation, being awed at creation, and being able to see how magnificent the Most High is. So we invite you to get in touch with the brothers at the Way of Creation, Ancient Temple Number 1 here in Albuquerque as well. And I forgot to say this. If you would like to use Google Wallet or Google Pay and you're in the San Antonio area or would like to help the San Antonio school, we also invite you to use Google Wallet or Google Pay at isbhpk@yahoo.com. Right? isbhpk@yahoo.com. That account is set up directly for the school there in San Antonio to be able to get in touch with them to get that underway as well. With all that being said, now we got the announcements and everything out the way and what have you. I'm joined this morning by the brother Ahmad Yenawathan, and also Yeshaya is with us here this morning. And the brother Ahmad and his son Yeshaya are going to be leading the class this morning and taking us over renewing the spirit. As I sent the text out this morning, I did title the class on the text, the reason you need to renew your spirit. The reason that you need to renew your spirit. All right, so with that, I'm going to go ahead and give the mic over to the brother Ahmad. And here we go. Again, if you have any questions about anything going on, please hit me up, 210-784-8463. Any questions, comments, or scriptures, please let me know. All right. So with that, Brother Ahmad, shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, Israel. Good morning. And as Brother said, we're going to go over why you need to renew your spirit. Why is that important? So without further ado, y'all want to say shalom real quick before we get started. Shia, I have him here. He's going to help me. Inamathan.
Oh, we all are. We all are.
Yeah, okay. We'll go ahead and just get started. So the first scripture I want to go to is Psalms chapter 78, verse 5. The 78th Psalm, and we'll start at verse 5. We're going to read through verse 8. We'll start at verse 5. If you want to get that for me real quick, Yeshaya, as we get into this.
Psalms chapter 78, verse 5.
Go ahead.
For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel.
So what are we reading here? The Most High put his words into Jacob and appointed a law, gave Israel, the people, a law, gave us a way of life, gave us something to follow. He gave us a blueprint, if you will, on how to basically please him and how to be like him, because we read in Genesis chapter 1, he created all living things, and then he created man in his image. So he chose to deal with a certain group of people after his image, after his reflection, his likeness and spirit, to be like him. So we're going to find out that his instructions and his testimony, what he established in the nation of Israel, how it's supposed to benefit us, how we become as gods, like the scriptures say, like him. Okay, but go ahead.
Which he commanded our fathers.
So he gave this to our forefathers, right? To the children of Israel, forefathers of the nation of Israel. But go ahead.
That they should make them known to their children.
So not only did he give it to our forefathers, but we find out here, this was something that was supposed to be generational. It was supposed to be passed down. It was supposed to continue on throughout our generations forever, as we're going to find out. But read on down.
That the generation to come might know them.
What I just said is supposed to continue. It wasn't ever supposed to stop. This was meant to go on and on and on. It wasn't supposed to just stop at one generation or even the second generation. This was supposed to continue, because it's supposed to continue to what? Benefit us as a nation, as we continue throughout the generations. But go ahead.
Even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children.
So basically reiterating the same thing, generation to one generation to another, to the next. As the scripture also says, and we don't have to go there, but the train a child up in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. So that's how it's going to continue. That's how it's supposed to continue. You train your children up. You learn this, your obedience is fulfilled. You get this, then you have children, and you train your children up in the same things that you learned. and then they grow up and they hold on to it, and then they do the exact same thing. It's just, it's supposed to be a repetitive cycle. It's supposed to be something that was never supposed to stop, supposed to continue. Generation to generation to generation to generation. But go, that's what it was meant to do for the people that he chose to follow it, for the people that the Most High gave it to, for the people that through Moses. If you're familiar with any of the history of the Israelites, Moses, he gave, the Most High gave the laws to Moses, and in turn, Moses gave the laws to the rest of the children of Israel at Mount Sinai. But read on.
Hey, but let me insert this real quick also.
You got it.
Read that last verse again.
Verse 7.
The last one.
Verse 6.
There you go.
That the generations come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children.
And the reason this is important, just like the brother Ahmad is bringing up very well, I'm impressed with his flow and everything this morning. But I just want to bring this one scripture and this one precept in with that. And Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15. I'm asking somebody to read that for me. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15. You still be rapping because you're teaching, but someone else can get it. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15. Why is it important, like the brother was bringing out, the training of children? Why is that important? Why is this important, especially in dealing with the topic of you need to renew your spirit? Let's get the scripture real quick. If somebody get that for me, Proverbs, you know, I believe you get that. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15.
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him.
Now, what I want to pull out of this scripture right here is it's not so much the rod of correction, even though that's just talking about discipline. And you talk about that, we're supposed to just get a do like the so-called white man did with the in the arrival to the Americas with a bull whip, a horse whip, and you're just cracking the whip when it comes to that. But it says that the Most High understands that foolishness is bound in the heart or minds of children. All right, that that's why in your cabinet below your sinks, in the kitchen or in the bathroom, you have to put child safety locks on cabinets if you have infants and toddlers. That's why from medicine to Pine Sol, Fabuloso, whatever it might be, that if it's harmful, it could be potentially harmful for children, they put the child safety caps on there so that it's not easy access to them, because foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. And I'm only bringing this up in that there is a training that does need to take place. Because for as much as we've been given the belief, as much as we've been given the false belief that, well, you just grow up knowing right from wrong, that's not true. If we grew up knowing right from wrong, there'd be no need, again, for the child safety caps. There'd be no need for the you know, some cabinets, they put the child locks even on the cabinet, that you just can't get in with ease, because foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. So there does have to be a training that does take place. There's got to be guidelines and boundaries, routines established for children so they might grow up in the ways of the Most High, because we do not grow up knowing right from wrong. That's why I'm sure most parents, at one time or another, in raising your children as infants, and was coming to their toddlership, for lack of a better word, there was a time when they was able to take their diaper off and be playing in their doo-doo. And you might have woke up that morning and your child was covered in doo-doo, just having the time of his life or her life. Doo-doo was everywhere. But in that process, the child wasn't thinking about this as doo-doo. The child wasn't thinking about this as what have you. The child was just having fun. The child was just doing his thing. But had to be taught doo-doo is nasty. Doo-doo is dirty. Doo-doo goes here. All right? That again, I'm only using that as an example, that there does have to be a training that does have to take place. That the mind of us, we don't grow up knowing the Most High's righteousness. It's not in us. That is not correct. That is not true. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. But the rod of correct, or, and again, the rod of correction, not that you had to get the belt out or you had to get the bullwhip or that cane, like the cane people over there in India or whatever, but the routines, the discipline that needs to be established for children, that has to be done even for us. That's why you have some people that are what? Alcoholics. Why are they alcoholics? Because there's foolishness bound in their minds. You have some people that are drug addicts. Why are they drug addicts? They know it's bad for them. For myself being 50 years old, when New Jack City came out, what, 30 years ago, whatever, they was even saying the term then, crack is whack. I remember even Whitney Houston got rest in peace, that crack is whack. We've been knowing these type of things, but yet why do we still fall to the things that we fall into? Because foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. We're going to do foolish things. Why does a person smoke cigarettes? Which is foolish. They know that for each cigarette you smoke, they say that's a coffin in your nail, or that's a nail in your coffin. When I say coffin, I mean C-O-F-F-I-N, I mean a casket. Even though when you smoke cigarettes, you do cough. All right, but there's a foolishness that's bound in us that if we don't get the right training, we won't be doing right. That we'll be trained to be foolish. It'll be set in us to keep doing foolish things. So there's not this thing in us that, well, your spirit just knows. You just know right from wrong. We don't know the Most High's right from wrong. We don't know we don't understand and know the Most High's righteousness. So there's got to be a training. There's got to be a rebirth, a renewing of getting our spirits right to get right with the Most High. I just want to bring that in.
God, I appreciate that. That's very insightful there. You added that to read a verse. Go ahead and continue in verse 7. Pretty much nailed 6 there. Go ahead and continue verse 7, you shot, please.
Verse 7.
And, remind everybody.
Yeah, where are we at?
Psalms chapter 78, verse 7.
Go ahead.
That they might set their hope in the Most High.
So the purpose being that we might do what again?
Set their hope in the Most High.
Yeah, his way of doing things. That we might please him. We might learn to serve him and see how it benefits us, right? So
So in the training that's supposed to take place with our children and with ourselves as well. It says the purpose of this, verse 7, was that we might set our hope in the Most High. Today, we set our hope in, it might be something as far as a job. And when I set my hope in that job, if something happens to the job market, then all the hope I have for that job, to give an example, some of us are given to the mindset of, I'm going to be an athlete. And through athletics, I'm going to go ahead and get my college degree. From now, I'm going to make it to the pros, and I'm going to have my life set. And I put my hope in from all the workouts, from all the training, from all the things I give myself over to, that's going to be what takes care of me. That's going to be my protection. That's going to be my safety net. And we really go with that training from AAU to YAFL to YMCA or what have you, to all the sports leagues. We give ourselves AYSO, we give ourselves over to these things, and our children have not been taught to set their hope in the Most High. That if I commit myself to the scriptures, if I commit myself to the training and the ways of the Most High, that is what's going to take care of me. Some of us put our hope in if I carry a gun. And the fact that I carry a gun, that's going to be my safety, that's going to be my security, that's going to be my equalizer. That there's a training of a foolishness that we give ourselves over to from the wisdom of the world because we have not been trained how to set our hope in the Most High. We've not been trained that if I do the words of the Most High, if I do it the way the Most High said do it, that is going to take care of me. That is going to be my safety. That is going to be my security. That is going to be my safety net. We've not been given to train to that training. We've been given to set our hope in being religious. That if I'm by being a good Baptist, which has nothing to do with the Bible, which has nothing to do with Christ, but by being a good Baptist, I'm going to find me a good woman, I'm going to find me a good man, and I'm going to be accepted by God. Look, you being a good Baptist, that's not saying you're being a good Israelite. That's not saying you're being a good servant of God. but you know how to be a good Baptist, a good Methodist, a good Episcopalian, a good Lutheran, a good Mormon, a good Muslim. And you set your hope in those things, but you're not setting your hope in the power or the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this is what we need to get back to. This is the training that we need to be renewed within us, that we have to get back to not learning how to put our hope in how God wants things done, putting our hope in following and doing what the scripture says, not what religion says, not what the world says. I hope that if I go to school, get good grades, that I'm going to make it to college. I'm going to get the Pell Grant or whatever scholarships, and that is going to be my security. That is going to be what takes care of me. That is not putting your hope in the Most High. That's not putting your hope in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we as Israelites, this is what we need to get our mindset back to. That our hope is not that I'm going to become a singer or an entertainer, or I'm going to make it in Hollywood, I'm going to make it in athletics, I'm going to make it in politics, I'm just going to get a good job of benefits. We put our hope in those things. I'm going to join the military. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But what we don't do is put our hope in the Most High. By, am I allowing myself to be trained through the scriptures? Am I allowing my mind, do I understand that I grew up foolish? Do I understand that in the eyes of God, I grew up as a fool? Thinking Sunday is a Sabbath. Thinking that pork is okay to eat. Thinking that growing up in today's society, that the LGBT community is correct. Growing up in today's society, to think that I'm an African-American, a Mexican, Puerto Rican, Haitian, Dominican, Cuban, a North American Indian, a Seminole Indian, Argentinian, Chilean, Brazilian, Colombian, Panamanian, or so-called Mexican, again, that we're growing up with these traditions and with these ways, in the eyes of God, all those ways are foolish. All those things are foolish. The Satiria, the Blue Hadia, the bones, some of us put our hope in one day I'm winning the lottery. I'm putting my hope in I'm finally hitting that bingo. We put our hope in so many different things, but we've not allowed ourselves to be trained to overcome the foolishness that's in us, to learn God's righteousness, to learn how God wants things done. I just want to bring that in. Please continue. Don't. No. This is what I do. If you know me, I'm going to be interjecting. Yeah.
I appreciate it. The help is useful. It's helpful. But we'll continue on. Read verse 7 again, Yishai. Make sure you remind everybody where we're at in case someone's just joining us.
Psalms chapter 78, verse 7. That they might set their hope in the Most High.
Like the brother just was bringing out, like our hope is supposed to be in the righteous, in the Most High, and His righteousness, and pleasing Him, not all of these other goals that America teaches you to set to be a good American. We're trying to be good Israelites now, finally, because that's what, as we find out later on, that's what's going to benefit this nation, not being good Americans. It hasn't done it in all this time. But okay, go ahead.
And not forget the works of the Most High.
And not forget, right? Go ahead.
But keep His commandments.
But keep His commandments. Keep His ways. Keep the thing that's going to truly benefit us as a people. This is the only thing that was meant to benefit us. Okay? The American way was never meant to benefit us. It was never meant to benefit us as a nation. The Most High is trying to bless the nation, not individuals. There's some things in the American way, the American dream, American way of life that's meant to benefit or bring about prosperity and success to individuals, but not the entire nation. So what we're also finding out here, I want to throw in there, is the law, statutes, and commandments, and His way of doing things is meant to benefit us as a nation. Because as a nation, we did fall. But what do we do to get back up? What do we do? what's the answer for the nation, not for individuals. You know, we got individuals. We got our LeBron Jameses. We got our Shaqs. We got our Jay-Z. You know what I mean? But that's not the nation. That's a very small percentage of us that made it financially, but their spirits are still off. It's just financial. It's just financial success. But as we see, a lot of our so-called stars are falling because they don't make good decisions. Sometimes that money gets to your head. Sometimes you sell out. Sometimes you really go off the deep end because you got something you ain't never had before, your family's never had before, and you don't know what to do with it. You don't know how to conduct yourself. You don't know how to act. Right, but read on.
And again, I just want to help first understand that mm-hmm. when we say good decisions, if you're just trying to be a good American, those would be some good decisions. But in being a good American, that doesn't mean that you're close with God. That are you making the right decisions for what God considers to be a right decision? And if you haven't been trained to understand what God's righteousness is, there's got to be a renewing of your training. There's got to be a renewing of your mind. There's got to be a renewing of the things that are in your spirit. This is what we're trying to get to. That if you need to renew your knowledge so that it is God's knowledge. And I just want to bring it out.
Yeah,
that if we're dealing with God's righteousness, okay. Again, God tells us that his righteousness, well, go ahead, it's mm-hmm. your class.
That's great. That's helpful. It's, you're not intruding whatsoever. But read on in verse 8.
Verse 8. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation.
Yeah, that we learn from the mistakes that were made in the past. That's another reason for these scriptures, is because the Bible has good examples of Israelites that were righteous, that served the Most High in righteousness. And we also have bad examples. We have examples of where we went off the path of righteousness, where we fell off, where we went away from the Most High. Like the brother was just bringing out, yeah, there is a difference. Success, the American dream, the American way or the worldly way, you know, wherever you're at. You may not be in America listening to this, but whatever success is considered or widely known and considered wherever you're at versus or the difference between that and success in the Most High, success in God's righteousness, success in God's eyes.
I just want to help it contribute, not to railroad or take us away, but if you look throughout the 12 tribes of Israel, so called Negroes, West Indians, Puerto Ricans, Haitians, Dominicans, Cubans, North American Indians, Seminole Indians, Argentinians, Chilean, Brazilians, Colombians, Panamanians, or the so-called Mexicans, for what we call soul food.
Mm-hmm.
If we consider what we call soul food, why is within our communities, within our tribes, why is soul food have some type of pork in it? When really, that's not good for the soul. That destroys you. It destroys your body. The seafood that we eat, the shellfish, the turtles, the conch, the crab, shrimp, the lobster, that is from eating of those crustaceans, that's what leads to arthritis in people, from eating those things. But yet we call these our soul foods. And in our souls and our spirits, that we have been trained to love these things. We've been trained that if we have a family reunion, especially among so-called black people, it's going to be a family reunion. We eat everything from the rooter to the tutor, literally. And that's that good old soul food. If it's among so-called Native American, Mexicans, or the Hispanic tribes, it's going to be some type of chorizo. It's going to be some type of chicharrones.
Right.
It's going and we've gotten to where we love these things. We desire these things. We crave these things. But those things are not righteousness in the eyes of God. But we've been trained. I think about it from chitlins or chicharrones. But go back to chitlins. How do you develop a love for pig intestines, to where you literally have to go and clean the feces out of that organ. You get that red bucket with the white top, and as you pull it, the whole house smells like the toilet. And you have to literally squeeze out feces. And then somehow we've been trained to believe that that's good eating. And do we eat them boiled intestines? To eat them boiled or fried with some hot sauce? That's some good eating. But that's no different than eating clams. And we've been taught to believe that clams are aphrodisiac, like clams on the half shell. Clams urinate and use commode in their own shell. So by the time you pop that damn clam open or the oyster bake, guess what's sliding down your throat?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But we've been taught that's a delicacy. We've been trained that that is an aphrodisiac. Come back and look at the shrimp. The shrimp is the same family as a cockroach. It's just in the water. You can pull up a picture of a cockroach and pull up a picture of a shrimp side by side, and they look exactly the same. It's just that the shrimp might be pink, the same eyes, same intestines, damn near the same legs. But the shrimp's has a tail.
Right. It's rounded.
Wow.
But it's basically the same.
Mm-hmm. What's going on, Amazon?
I remember having a cookout with the family, okay? And we're sitting out there, and we got this big old metal cauldron and a fire going on it. Here, they're cooking up the tripe and boiling these intestines and stuff in it so they get to a certain temperature. But yet, they're over here also grilling up some sweet bread. It's called the throat gullet or the neck or pancreas of the stomach and gut of all these beef. Either it could be a pork, it could be lamb, it could be the beef of the cow or whatever. You know, and you're sitting there, oh yeah, it's good, but you don't know any better.
But we've been trained that that's good eating.
Exactly.
We've been trained that. Come on, a bacon double cheeseburger. A lot of people got away from it. And from McDonald's, it was the egg McMuffin with cheese, the sausage egg McMuffin with cheese.
Mm-hmm. And the McRib when it comes around every so often.
And what's the model for McDonald's? I'm loving it. We've been trained. We come back and understand the training on a subliminal level. To just outright, just in your face level, the training that we've been given to. Burger King, have it your way. Nike, just do it. That we've been trained and going away from God's righteousness to actually love and desire what God calls sin, which has actually been killing us. That we need to be able to come back and see that we need to renew ourselves. We need to renew our spirits because we have developed desires, favorites, cravings, likes, even addictions. That, come on, I'm going to go here. I remember when I was in the military. How can you drink every night? How can you drink every night and call that having a good time? How is having a good time that you black out and can't remember how you got home? How is it on Friday night you get paid Friday night and by Sunday morning you're broke? But by the time you get to work on Monday, you're bragging about what a good time you had. But you can't remember anything. How many women get taken advantage of? How many women get taken advantage of that you got so blasted? You got men, depraved, lewd men, doing all types of things to you, and you don't remember nothing. but somehow you've trained your mind to say you had a good time. Do kids got to get drunk to remember a good time at a party? No, kids remember the ponies. They remember the games. They remember the fun they had. And they didn't have to get drunk at all.
Right.
But somehow as an adult, the fact that I got so drunk, I can't remember what happened. That's a good time?
No, you have no memory of recollection of it.
If you don't remember it, how was it a good time? If you passed out, how do you know if you had a good time or not? The movie Hangover. Nigga, you pulled your tooth out. How is that having a good time? But you've trained yourself into believing, yes, I had a good time and I'm being free. No. No. We have to be retrained. Again, it's no different than the concept, I'm getting back to my mind, it's no different than the concept where Christ said, unless you come in as babes, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. As a baby gets trained, and if you're not willing to come in and get trained, you're not going to make it to the kingdom of heaven. So yeah, if that means you're an adult, you got to come back and get retrained. You got to come back and be renewed to start to love and crave and desire God's righteousness. And now what you grew up with, the foolishness that you grew up with in your household, in your life, or what have you. It's all yours, I.
You got it. I'm glad you brought that point out, too, that last point you just brought out, B. We got to start over as babes. A lot of people are, a lot of our people, are not willing to do that. They look at it like, oh, all this I learned until I got to throw all that away and I got to start over like I'm a little baby again. I don't think so. What I've learned up until this point has gotten me the possessions I've gotten, has gotten me the lifestyle that I've gotten, or whatever kind of so-called success you think you've had thus far might be a reason for a lot of people to not be willing to start over. But the Most High requires us to start over. Not that you have to forget everything you've learned, but those things are not priority anymore, because what has to take precedence now is the righteousness of the Most High. And a lot of things even that you've even learned in school or in college or whatever, and the training that you have, that can't take precedence over the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High, because some of those things may go against the Most High's instructions, the Most High's laws. Some of those things that you learn may be sinful. So some of those things you may have to, you do have, I won't say you may, but you do have to do away with those things. You got to put those things away if you come to serve the Lord. If we're trying to start over and fix the kinks and whatnot in our nation, because that's what exists, and we're going to find out as we read down that we got kinks in the nation. We got hiccups within, we need to get it together. And we're going to go over some of those things that we're talking about. But
I'm sorry, I'm going to give back. You can't solve a problem until you admit you got one.
Mm-hmm. Like when you go to AA, that's the first thing you got to do is admit that you're an alcoholic or whatever.
Or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
That until we admit and confess, that's why the whole thing about confession. Confession through the scriptures is proper, but not the way the church does it. To confess means you're accepting, I have these flaws. And when I say accepting, I'm not saying that, well, I'm just weak, so this is all it is, so I'm going to stay weak. No, it's coming to that point where you accept and know, man, I got a problem and I need help. We can't be in denial. We have to admit, I need help. And in needing help, I'm ready to receive whatever routines, whatever discipline, whatever structure I need to submit to so I can get over this. So I can break this in me, so I can be renewed. But if a person is not willing to admit they do have a problem, well, whatever it might be, if it's a problem with, hell, going to church on Sundays, I'm addicted to it. You gotta get to the point where you finally admit Sunday is the first day of the week. It's not the seventh. And you're not gonna be able to fix that thing in you until you get to that point where you admit it. So now the proper training, the right way of doing things can be achieved. But as long as you're still trying to hold on to what you think is right, which is foolishness in the eyes of God, which has been wrong in the eyes of God, you'll never be able to fix that problem and get right with the Father. Go ahead, Aki, it's yours.
Oh, not a problem. I'm glad you're bringing this stuff out because it is really helpful. It's not a problem at all. But, you know, that, what you just brought out, that's, you know, going further, going a little deeper into it, but I don't want to get too caught up in that. It will take up all the time. But that's a mental sickness within our people, within our nation, is that denial that you being delusional and denying that you got problems, that you got issues. But as we find out, as we go into this class, we're going to find out a lot of these issues you don't think are issues with the Father. They are issues. And you do have a sickness, mental sickness or spiritual sickness, if you will. But we are sick as a people, and that's what this class is really about. What this class is going to revolve around. Again, is if I can remind y'all the name of the class, especially if you're just joining us, is how to renew your spirit, or why you need to renew your spirit. It was why, not how, right? Why you need to renew your spirit. Why is that important? Why is it important for the children of Israel to renew our spirit in order to return to the Father the proper way? This is what we need to do. This is a major step. What we need to do is clean up our spirits. We need to clean up these things that are inside of us that we don't realize because we've been operating this way so long. And nobody's told us that that's not okay. We need to realize what's wrong with us as a people, as a nation. We need to realize that some of these things that are inside of us are slowly killing us, and we're not aware of it. But that's why we go to the scriptures, to become aware of these things that we need to get rid of and get out of us, so that we can truly please the Heavenly Father and serve Him the way He wants to be served, the way He deserves to be served.
And understanding and serving the Most High, we've been trained that to serve the Most High means I don't have a life. That's what been the mental training, that I'm just an old whatever and don't have a life, can't have no fun or whatever. But we never received or didn't get or don't understand that the ways of the Father is to give you a long life. To do things the Most High's way, He said, I gave you these things for your good. Remember, He said from the beginning, and you was bringing that up when you first said that, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. If the Most High wanted us to be made in His image after His likeness, God lives forever.
That means He wanted us to be like Him and the angels.
Yes.
Immortality.
But He said that
who wouldn't want that?
Sin is the wages of death. The wages of sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
When we started sinning, going against these things He said for our good, that's what brought death. But the way He originally set up for us in the beginning, no, I want y'all to live forever and enjoy all my creation. But we made the decision not to follow His ways. And then look at the training. That now I've trained myself to believe that if I get toasted, I'm having fun, and that's having a life. Really? Breaking up with hangovers. That's a life?
Plus, it's temporary.
It's very temporary.
If you get some type of pleasure out of that, throwing up and all of that mess that it leads to, it's just temporary anyway. What happens afterwards, like you said,
right,
the hangover, that's horrible, man.
Shoot a needle in your arm.
How is that living?
But you've convinced yourself that that's living.
Huh.
You convinced yourself that that's the way to do things. We've got to come back and get to the point where we understand we've got to be retrained. We've got to be renewed. but you cannot be renewed until you admit you got a problem. You can't. It's not going to happen.
Well, I appreciate that. Let's go ahead and finish up verse 8 real quick. We haven't gotten out of the first book we went to yet. Call the scripture out, and we're going to continue in verse 8. Remind everybody where we're at.
Psalms chapter 78, verse 8.
Go ahead.
And might not be as their fathers.
So the Most High, his whole thing is we might not continue in those mistakes. But let's find out what those mistakes are. Let's find out where we went off. Go ahead.
A stubborn and rebellious generation.
Now, this is what's wrong with us now. We're stubborn and rebellious. What does that mean? Stubborn when we're hard-headed. We don't want to listen. We're just set in our ways. We're not trying to hear nothing. That pride is just deeply embedded in us, and we got to get that out of us. We got to be willing to be open to suggestions, open to advice, open to correction, because we need it more than we realize. But go ahead, stubborn and what?
A stubborn and rebellious generation.
Rebellious, just get out of my face with that. I ain't trying to hear it. If there's something right, I ain't trying to hear it. You know what I mean? I only believe what's right in my eyes. I only believe the way I see it, or like we were talking about last night, Michelle, God made me this way. God made me this way. So leave me alone. He made me the way he made me. You know what I'm saying? And whatever I got to learn, or however I got to go through this life, you know, I'll eventually get it. But for now, you know, leave me alone. Get out of my face with that Bible, with that Bible talk. Get out of my face with that. We don't want to change. We're content and set and stuck in our ways. But we got to realize it's how big of a problem that is. Stop being in denial. Stop being stubborn and rebellious and hard-headed, not willing to receive the spirit of righteousness, because that's the only thing that's going to heal these ailments, so to speak. That's the only thing that's going to fix us. You know what I mean? That's the only thing that's going to get us right with the Most High, which is what we really need to do more than we realize, more than a lot of us realize. But go ahead.
A generation that set not their heart aright.
Yeah, that generation that's talking about is when we went into our forefathers, when we went into captivity, the many captivities, particularly the Egyptian captivity, when we just decided to start doing things our own way, or decided to start following the other nations that the Most High never dealt with. And he didn't give them the perfect laws, the perfect law of righteousness. He didn't give them the instructions. He gave it to us. And what do? We dropped it. We turned our backs on our power. We turned our backs on the Father. So you know what the Most High said? You know what? We shall see. We'll see what your end shall be. Let's see how you end up. If you didn't like being on top, let's see how you like being on the bottom then. Let's see how you like being slaves and servants to these foul people that I'm gonna put you under. Now let's see if you like it that way. That's what you prefer? Okay. Have at it. But it says whose spirit was not steadfast with the Most High. Real quick, I get that definition, steadfast. I have it right here. We're just going through it. It says steadfast is firm, fixed, settled, established in spirit. So steadfast, meaning you're established in the spirit of the Most High. When it says we're not steadfast with the Most High, we're not established with the Most High anymore like we once were. And when we were above. We were on top. Like Deuteronomy 7:6. His whole purpose was to put us above everybody, for us to be the top nation in charge, ruling in righteousness, ruling with the right, enforcing the righteousness, the righteous law of the Most High in his perfect ways. But we chose something else, as we're going to find out. But I also want to go ahead and grab 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, to kind of tie in with verse 8 here. that we just read. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, real quick.
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9.
Go ahead.
Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man.
So the law, go ahead, let's see who it was made for.
For the lawless and disobedient.
Yeah, that we go back to verse 8 in Psalms, stubborn and rebellious generation. That's what the law was meant to do. It was meant to correct the infractions. It was meant to correct the inconsistencies. It was meant to correct our mistakes. It was meant to get us back on the path. If you're already doing righteousness and living in righteousness, then the law is not for you because you're already doing it. It's already in you. But because we went off, now we need what? We need the law to put us back on that righteous path that the Most High desires us to be on as his people, that the Most High meant for us to be on and stay on in the first place. But this is what's wrong, is, you know, that that without the law and us not having the law in us, or we're not operating by the law, we need that for that correction to get back on the path where we need to be. But go ahead.
For the ungodly and for sinners.
For sinners, it was sin is a transgression of the law, right? According to scripture. That's breaking the laws, purposely breaking the laws, just doing your own thing and going against everything that the Most High and his righteousness is about. Just going against the grain. But go ahead.
For unholy and profane.
Mm-hmm. Unholy, untrue, unloyal, profane, just rash and just disgusting, filthy ways. Offensive. Really offensive. Profane, we're talking about people just outright offensive. You know, they just like to start stuff. They like to get things just get something started and laugh. When, you know, you got this riot started or this fight started or whatever. But go ahead.
For murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers.
These things that are being named off. This is what we have become. The majority of our people in and out of court, in and out of prison, in and out of hospitals. Just, there's always something wrong. There's always something there's always something we get caught up in. You're in and out of this system. You can't go here. You can't, now you can't leave the state, or now you can't even leave the county because of the mistakes that you're making. But this is what happened when we went away from no wonder. This is what happened when we went away from the Most High. This is what happened. A lot of our people are caught up in these things. A lot of our people are just operating in the wrong fashion. But if we had stuck to the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High, if just stuck with the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High and stayed close to the Most High, we wouldn't be dealing with these things. These are not pleasurable things that we're naming off here. In 1 Timothy 1 and 9, this is not something you look forward to. This is not something you want to do. Sure, I say we got the word cut off. That's it. But
I guess I hear us.
Okay, so we'll continue until we can't be heard anymore. So murderers, like I said, murderers of fathers, murderers of mothers, for manslayers, this ain't what the Most High meant for us. Meant for a people that were meant to be righteous. We're meant to be the righteous examples, as we read about in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, and also Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. The law was meant for us to be prosperous and successful, not for us to become whoremongers and make the daughters of Zion into prostitutes. You know, stealers, liars, as we read on in verse 10. But, you know, murderers of mother, killing your own parents. the scriptures talk, the Most High, that's one of the commandments. Honor thy father and thy mother. But now we're killing our parents. Now we're murdering our parents. Wow. We're way off. We're definitely sick. There's definitely a sickness in the nation. But this is what this class is about. And we don't have much. We're going to get cut off. We don't have much time left. But I definitely want to continue this class, and I definitely want to get through this class. It's important, and it was very pivotal. It's very pivotal in the children of Israel returning to the Most High in righteousness. And we're going to find out, according to God, how we fix these things, how we correct these things.
Okay, well, with that, let me just go ahead and say this in this last couple of 30 seconds that we have going on. We're going to just continue this class tomorrow for our regular scheduled program starting at 8:30. We will be here at 7710 Suite F, out here in Mexico, ISBHPK. And we're going to go into part two of Renew Your Spirit. Now, the need to renew your spirit. We'll go into part two tomorrow, and where we have the full time to get this established, get this out to renewing our spirits, renewing ourselves, and getting this out to the people. We'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. They didn't get a chance to tune in. Whether you catch us through the live stream broadcast that we were doing, or whether you catch us on the archive show. Remember, we're here every Monday through Thursday from 8 p.m. To 10 p.m. And as we're getting the schedule started in the mornings, we're trying to be here also, right, from 8:30 to whenever. With that, please, tonight is Monday, so we invite you also to go to the YouTube channel, Israelite School of Biblical History and Practical Knowledge, and check out the live stream teachings from the school in Houston. With that, my name is Mashaba.
I am Mike.
You know, Yeshaya.
And we would like to say have a spiritual and protected day. And with that, we're going to say shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.